Perek Ches Mishnah Zayin. Misha achal v'shachach v'lo birech. If someone ate and forgot to bench, Beishame omrim yachzer l'makomo v'yivarech, he should return to his place and make the bracha. In other words, you can't make the bracha where I am now. I have to go back to where I ate and make the bracha b'makom se'ud, at the place where I ate. Uveisilo omrim yivarech b'makom shenizkar. You may make the bracha, you may bench, where you remembered. Beis Hillel agrees that you can't bemazed leave your place, and if you did, you would have to return if you intentionally left without benching. But if it was accidental, then it's okay. And Beis Shammai says no. Just as if you forgot your wallet at home, you would go back to get your wallet, so too, if you forgot to bench, you have to go back and bench. At Emasai Humevarich, if someone forgot to bench, how much longer after the meal can they still bench? Until the food is digested. If the food has not yet been digested, then you may still bench. How long is that? How do you know whether the food has been digested? So the Gemara explains, as long as you're still full and not hungry, based on the meal that you ate, then you may still make the bracha. Because the pasuk says, "V'achalta v'savata v'erachta," and since you still feel fullness from that food, you may still make the birkas hamazon. Perek Ches Mishnah Ches. Balahem yayin l'achar hamazon. If a cup of wine was brought to a meal after they finished eating, but before they benched, vein sham ela oso kos, and there's only that one cup, so that if they were to drink that wine now, they would not have wine to bench with. Beishame omrim mevarech al hayayin, v'achar kach mevarech al hamazon. You may drink the wine, make the bracha on that wine, and afterwards you would bench without yayin, because Beishame holds that berkas hamazon doesn't need wine. Uveis Hillel omrim mevarech al hamazon, v'achar mevarech al hayayin. Beis Hillel says you need to bench over the kos, and therefore you should first bench and then make the bari priyagafen and drink the wine. Onin amen achar Yisrael amivarech. One may say amen after they hear a Jew make a bracha.
Obviously, what this means to say is that even though I only heard the end of the bracha, I didn't hear the beginning. I heard, for example, bari priyagafen, but I didn't hear baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam, I could still make the amen. Why? Because we know what came beforehand.
V'ein onin amen achar kusi hamivarech. However, if you hear a kusi, someone from Shomron who were suspected of forms of idolatry, so then you may not make the amen. Ad sheyishma kol habracha,
until you hear the entire bracha. Why? Because if you just hear the end of the bracha, you don't know what they said at the beginning. Perhaps they didn't make the bracha to God. Perhaps they made the bracha to their idols. And therefore, you may not say amen until you've heard the entire bracha. But Jews are not suspected of this, and therefore, you may say amen even if you only hear the end of the bracha.